The History of Cool Rain and District by Dr. Nick Wright. I'm lucky enough this morning to be sitting with Dr. Nick Wright from the Causeway Coast and Glens Borough Council Museum Department. And he's just handed me two items, would you believe, from the Mesolithic period. One is an axe head. How old would this be, roughly? What sort of, how many thousands of years is this?
So that's about 10,000 years old.
And it's about 3 inches long by about 1.25 inches wide. Beautifully modelled and very practical, because that would have been used for maybe cutting or chopping or maybe something of that nature, would it, Nick?
Yeah, so firstly, thanks very much for having me in. The axe head there is what we call a core axe head. So it's made out of a core of flint. In this area, it would be flint taken from the Antrim coast.
Right.
Places like White Rocks and White Park Bay. Anywhere that you get chalky cliffs, you get nodules of flint. That's how the chalk is formed, certainly, by sort of shells breaking down and that sort of thing. And so the flint occurs in that. Mm-hmm. And the first people that came to Ireland in the Mesolithic period, so that's the middle Stone Age, if you will, that's what Mesolithic means, they would have made axe heads like that, mostly for cutting down timber, we think, cutting down wood to make other tools and to make their housing, that sort of thing.
And the other item is amber-coloured or yellowish-coloured, if clear. You can actually see the light through it. It's only about an inch long by about a quarter of an inch wide, but it is so practical because from what Nick tells me, this would have been put into a support, like a little piece of wood, and would have become like a bread knife. It's serrated along one edge and it would have become a cutting tool there. So this brings us to what we're doing today, because we're going to be listening to Nick. I'm going to be asking him questions about this particular area, because this, the Mount Sandal area, is the site of the oldest human habitation in Ireland. Presumably there may have been, because of sea level, there may have been earlier pieces or areas of land that have been covered up by the sea, but this is the first access that we've got on land. Is that, am I right in saying that?
This is the earliest known settlement in Ireland. So by the time we have people settled at Mount Sandal, the stone tools that they're producing are slightly different from the stone tools of our nearest neighbours, which would be Scotland.
Oh, right.
So we can assume there might be a generation or two or three between when the first people actually arrived and from the tools that we're seeing being excavated and found at Mount Sandal. And as you say, it could be that the earliest settlers were along the coast and we've lost those settlements with sea level changes and that sort of thing. So out towards the Skerries, perhaps, off Portrush would be a good candidate. But we don't have those sites. What we do have is Mount Sandal.
Right. So Mount Sandal was habited for the first time roughly when?
So we have dates from carbon-14 dating. So scientists are able to take out biological material from rubbish pits, actually, from Mount Sandal.
Very useful things, rubbish pits.
Incredibly useful. And they're able to date those biological remains. So you can't date the stone in terms of carbon-14, but you can hazelnuts and pieces of wood and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they've come up with dates around about 7,800 BC. Our 2,022 years AD that we currently are, that brings us back to just before 10,000 years ago.
I mean, it's really hard to imagine that length of time, really.
It is. It's generations and generations, and we don't think normally in patterns of thousands of years, so it's hard to conceptualize it. But, I mean, we're not talking about sort of savage cavemen in this period. We're talking about quite sophisticated populations. They just lived in quite different ways to we did.
Yes, I mean, I'm just imagining what it would be like if I was moved back into that era and was presented with nothing but the landscape to live off. I mean, I would be a pretty poor shape at living, you know. I don't think I would live very long, you know.
It would be a real challenge. So Mesolithic people are hunter-gatherers, right? So they don't yet have farming. Mm. They don't have agriculture. They don't have domesticated animals. They might have dogs. It's possible they have domesticated dogs. But certainly we don't have sheep or goats or cows or anything like that. So everything that they have to get from the landscape around them.
So this is the sort of thing that was happening in Mount Sandal, but where exactly on that landscape are we talking about?
Okay. So, I mean, most listeners would know that Mount Sandal is just to the south of Coleraine on the River Bann. The site itself at Mount Sandal, there is the wood, Mount Sandal Wood, and then within the wood there is what in its latest form is a Norman Mott. Probably
yes.
A Norman Mott, so mm-hmm. the mound in the wood. The Mesolithic site, so the prehistoric site, is just inland from the mound. There's sort of a piece of fallow ground with no tree cover on it at the moment within the housing estate.
Right.
So the Mesolithic site was on that piece of land there.
Right.
The site was really excavated in the 70s ahead of the construction of the housing estates there.
Currently. Right, right.
What was discovered was a series of six huts.
Right.
But each of the huts sit on top of each other.
Right. Yes, so as one disintegrated or one was replaced by another.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we are not talking about a settlement in terms of many multiples of people. We're maybe talking about a population of perhaps nine, perhaps a dozen people living in a hut. That is the evidence that we have for the site.
And that sounds like a communal hut.
Yes.
Which exists in other parts of the world even to this day, in the Far East and Sarawak and Indonesia and places like that, in those jungle areas. There are people living in similar situations even then.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's probably a it must be a family group.
Yeah.
Whether it's a nuclear family, whether it's some, you know, whether it's polygamous, polyandrous, you know, we don't know what their exact social structure is.
Right.
But we can say that they're living in small groups and they are moving across the landscape. They're semi-nomadic.
Okay, well, we're going to actually stop at that point today, and we're going to be carrying on next week with more details about that site and its implications.